2024 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 1. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. 1 Timothy 3:15. But if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. Truth is the triune God, truth is also the Word of God as the divine revelation, which not only reveals but also conveys the reality of God and Christ and of all the divine and spiritual things. Hence, the Word of God also is reality. The Word is the explanation of the triune God. This means that the fourth aspect of what the truth is, the Word, is actually the explanation of the first three aspects of the truth, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Therefore, reality is God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, and also the Divine Word. Today's reading. Every worker of the Lord must uphold the absoluteness of the truth. Many brothers and sisters are not absolute to the truth. They are affected by people, things, and personal feelings. A basic requirement for being a servant of the Lord is to not sacrifice the truth. The Bible contains many ordinances and commandments. These ordinances and commandments are from God, and God's servants need to preach and announce them. On the one hand, it is tiresome to consider those who are only speakers but not doers. On the other hand, we cannot be a servant of God if we cannot preach beyond what we can practice. This is because the truth is absolute. We cannot tamper with the truth in any way in order to justify our own deficiencies. This is what it means to be absolute to the truth. We have to transcend ourselves, our own feelings, and our own personal interest in our speaking. This is a high requirement for the servants of the Lord. We must beware of doing things one way as they affect other brothers and sisters, but doing them another way as they are applied to our spouse or our children. The truth is always absolute. God wants us to uphold the absoluteness of the truth. If God's Word says something, it is so, no matter who is involved. We cannot make exceptions just because of some special relationships. If we do, we are lowering the standard of God's truth. I am not talking about speaking untruths, I am talking about sacrificing the absoluteness of the truth. We cannot forfeit its absoluteness just because someone is our relative. We are here to follow the truth, not man, and we are here to maintain the absoluteness of the truth. In learning to take care of God's work, one basic lesson is to be absolute for the truth. No truth in the Bible should be entangled with man's condition. Today man is not absolute toward the truth because he entangles the truth with his own condition. When man entangles the truth with his own condition, he feels that he cannot speak the truth if he has not experienced it. Yet we have to realize that it is not our experience that qualifies us to speak concerning a truth. Truth is absolute in itself. David said that all men speak falsehood. When he spoke this word, he was not considering himself. Before God, David considered himself as non-existent. God's servants cannot look inward into themselves. God's truth is absolute, it is not involved with us in any way. Because the truth is absolute, we have to sacrifice ourselves and put ourselves aside. We need to state our belief concerning the items of the Christian faith, such as the deity and humanity of Christ, so that others may realize that we are genuine believers in Him. The churches should bear the responsibility to clarify our teachings in order to fight for the truth, care for the Lord's recovery, and take care of our testimony. This is the end of today's morning revival.